Avast there, avast there, Bildad! Avast now spoiling our harpooneer! Cried Peleg. Pious harpooneers never make good voyagers. It takes the shark out of 'em. No harpooneer is worth a straw who ain't pretty sharkish. There was young Nat Swain, once the bravest boat-header out of all Nantucket in the vineyard. He joined the meeting and never came to good. He got so frightened about his plaguey soul that he shrinked and steered away from Wales, for fear of afterclaps, in case he got stove and went to Davy Jones.
"Peleg, Peleg," said Bildad, lifting his eyes and hands, "thou thyself, as I myself, hast seen many a perilous time. Thou knowest, Peleg, what it is to have the fear of death. How then canst thou prate in this ungodly guise? Thou beliest thine own heart, Peleg. Tell me, when this same Pequod here had her three masts overboard in that typhoon on Japan, that same voyage when thou went mate with Captain Ahab, didst thou not think of death and the judgment then?"
Hear him now," cried Peleg, marching across the cabin and thrusting his hands far down into his pockets. "Hear him, all of ye! Think of that! When every moment we thought the ship would sink, death and the judgment then? What? With all three masts making such an everlasting thundering against the side and every sea breaking over us fore and aft? Think of death and the judgment then? No, no time to think about death then.